We continue our learning of Nishmas David Bemanachnu Shem Kham Yachab Bepirchos Aliyo. We are in Tami Perakei, Mishnah Beis. Amar Lohem, the Mimune, announces to the Kohanim, Chadashim Laktores Bo Vahafisu. This is after they read the Shema and made the various brachos that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, Emes V'yatziv, and Ritzei, Birkas Kohanim, etc. So now it's time to announce who's going to be involved in the Ktores. Chadashim laKtores. Those who have never, who are new, who have never been involved in the Ktores to bring the incense in their lives, bo b'hafizu, come and be involved in the lottery. The reason why this is only, we only invite those who've never been involved in the Ktores to be part of the lottery is because it was a very precious avoda to the Kohanim. It was very dear to them. Based on the fact that there's a segula that the Ktores is ma'asheres, it brings wealth. Based on the pasuk in Devarim Lamin Gimel, Yosimu Ketorah ba'apecha, Ketorah is a reference to the incense, the Ktores, and it says, Barech Hashem Chelo, so that brings blessing. Ufala Yadav Tirtzeh. So we will makbid, therefore, that only those who are Chadashim should be involved in the lottery for the potential to do the avod of the Ktores. And Hefisu, they did the lottery. Zacha, Misa Zacha, whoever won the privilege based on the pious, so he won. Chadashim im Yeshanim. Then the Mimune announced, both new and old, bo v'hafisu, mi mala evarim im anakevesh lamizbech. Remember that the evarim, the limbs that had been cut from the Korban HaTamid, were placed on the first half of the kevesh of the ram. They have to be brought up the second half of the ram and be placed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, on the Ma'aracha. So now we invite everybody, Chadashim with Yishanim, come for the lottery. Who's going to bring up the Evarim to the Kevesh? That's what the Tana Kama says. And then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, Hamale Evarim la Kevesh, hu male osan al gabe ha-Mizbeach. He says, no, we don't need new Kohanim. There's no new pious. Whoever the Kohanim were that carried the different parts of the animal that we described at great length in the last mission in the previous perek, brought them on and placed them on the kevesh on the ramp, they're going to bring them up to the top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma actually addresses the issue as to what is the basis of the machlokes between the Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara in Daf Chavav says, the Tanakama says, I shouldn't have the same Kohanim who carried the limbs before to carry them up the rest of the way, because Barovam Hadras Melech, the more people involved, that gives greater glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So involved, get other Kohanim involved, and let's do a new pious and have other Kohanim bring up the Evarim to the top of the Mizbeach to have them burnt, a different group than the ones who placed them on the Kevesh on the ramp to begin with. Elizabeth Yaakov says, no, on the contrary, we should have the same Kohanim, let them complete the Avoda. Just bringing them halfway up the ramp is not the completion of the Avoda. It almost looks like it's a tercha, it's a burden, troublesome for them to finish the Avoda, and they'd rather have someone else do it. So therefore, they should complete the Avoda. Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, Misarum Lachazonim. The Kohanim that were not selected during any of the lotteries that they had to do any parts of the Avoda, so they were given to the Chazanim, to the attendants, and these attendants did what? Hayu mafshitin osam es bigdeim. They would remove the bigdei kahuna from the Kohanim because they're not going to be doing Avoda. And then Mishnah says, lo hayu manichim aleihem ela michnasayim bilvad. All they would leave on are the mechnasayim, the pants, the shorts that they would wear. So what is the Mishnah speaking about? So two different ways to understand the Mishnah. According to one opinion, all of the Kohanim already wore their big day kahuna for the lotteries, for the potential that they would go right to do the avodos. So they needed to be wearing the mitznefes, the hat, and the mechnasayim, the shorts, and the ktonis, the long shirt, and the avnet, and the belt. And if they were not selected at all to do any parts of the avodah, so now it's time for the attendants to remove them. Why can't they remove them themselves? So this is so we don't give the impression that the Kohanim are excited to get rid of the clothing and weren't interested in doing the avodah. No, on the contrary, they would like to keep them on. The attendants come over and say, but I'm sorry, you weren't selected for the avodah today, so we're going to remove the clothing. You shouldn't be wearing your big day kahuna for no reason. We only wear them for the purposes of Avoda, but not to just get pleasure, and therefore they would have to put on regular clothing. What does it mean then that they only left on the Mechnasayim? So the Bar Tanura says like this, V'lovshtim bigdei chol. What happened was they took off the avnet and the mitznefes and the ketones and left on the michnasayim, because the pasuk says umichnasay vad yilbash al bisaro. That should the michnasayim have to be the first that the kohen is wearing, and that means that should be the last thing that is going to be removed. So they have to be wearing at least the michnasayim. There should not be anything worn if you're not wearing already the michnasayim. So therefore, those are the last that they keep the michnasayim on, and they put on big day chol, put on a shirt or whatever else they need, and then the michnasayim are removed. So that's what it means here, that they would wear the michnasayim bilvad. And v'chalonos hayushan, there were these windows, these alcoves in the wall, where they would place these openings in the wall, they would place the big day kahuna, the kastuv aleim tashmishei hakelim. And what was written on each of these chalonos were the different garments that were placed there. So Bar Tudor says, what was there? Hachalonos, he says, Shebohen Michnasayim, Kosovahem Michnasayim, Veshebohen Ketones, Kosovahem Ketones. So they pile up all the Ketones in one, and all Michnasayim in the other, Vechem Mitztefes Vavnet. And then he goes through the Seder of the Levisha. The Seder of Levisha, of course, we know, Umichnasei Vad Yilbash Al Bisaro, the Michnasayim have to be on the skin, so that has to be the first thing that we know already. Shelo Yehei Dover Kodem La Michnasayim. Well, what happened, what they put on afterwards? Vachaka HaKetonis, Ketonis came after the Michnasayim. Vachaka Chukera Ba'avnet, then they'd put on the belt. Vachaka, the last thing, what's Tzoneif, Bimitz Nefes, they replaced the hat upon themselves. Now, this is all one way to learn the Mishnah, assuming that the Kohanim wore their big day kahuna for the pious. That's the opinion of Rav Sheshes in the Gemara. But Rav Nachman says no. That they, in fact, the Kohanim didn't wear their big day kahuna for the pious, for when they did all of the lots. So after they did the lots, now it's only the Kohanim. They're wearing their big day chol. Now it's time for them to begin putting on the big day kahuna, only those who had the privilege. We don't have Kohanim or removing big day kahuna because they were never wearing them. But rather, the ones who were zochet to do the avodah, the different parts of the avodah, they're going to they need to put on the big day kahuna. And that's, in fact, what the Mishnah means when it says misarim lachazonim, they were attendants, and it says hayu mafshitin osomis big dayim. That doesn't mean they would remove the big day kahuna from it. It means they would remove the big day chol from the Kohanim who are doing the Avodah. Not that they would remove the big day kahuna from the Kohanim who are not selected. So they would remove the big day chol from those who are selected to do the Avodah. And lo hayu manichem aleim elo mechrasayim levad is telling you that the first thing they would have to put on, the Kohanim who were selected to perform the Avodah, they had already had their michnasayim placed on, and because they had to be on first, and then they were given to the attendants, and the attendants would remove the big day chol from them, which meant that they didn't want to take off the big day chol till they had the michnasayim on. So they put on the michnasayim, then the chazanim would remove the big day chol, and then they would place on the whatever was left, the remaining clothing, the attendants, the chazanim would place on, which was, of course, the kutones, the avnet, and mitznefes, respectively.